What's so wrong with saying we're pregnant? It's Team PXY on 98 PXY. Corey James, Whitney Young.
I get what your intention is, and I think it's a very sweet gesture, and yeah. I appreciate it.
It's teamwork, and it's together. We. It's all about the we.
Right. So you would say, we're expecting, we're having a child. You are not pregnant.
Yeah, we're pregnant.
You are not pregnant, Corey.
Text coming through already. You can jump into Clip PXYSF text line 69822 or 222-9800. Some calls we got to get to as well here in a second. But yes, St. Courtney and I, we're pregnant.
Oh, God. Stop.
Baby's on the way. Very, very excited. Just text coming through. It's a beautiful, exciting, supportive way to express you are in all the way. Thank you.
This texter, you guys are expecting, but she is the one that has to carry the baby
yes.
for 9 months. Therefore, she is pregnant. How does St. Courtney feel about this, by the way? Have you said this in front of her?
She hasn't really given a yay or nay on it quite yet.
Oh, I'd love to know
sometimes
how she
feels. Sometimes she gives some looks.
Oh, I would love to get her on the line.
Think of the sentiment, though.
It's a nice sentiment, but if it's annoying.
You're getting caught up in semantics.
I'm not getting. Semantics matter. Language is how we express ourselves.
You're
Corey.
Buried in semantics.
No, language is how we express our thoughts.
Why is it? How is it we're expecting? It's the same thing.
That means you guys are going to have a child.
Look,
pregnant means you're carrying it. You're not carrying it.
You're attacking like I'm trying to say like I have it harder.
I'm trying.
Which I don't,
the
by
thing
the way.
Is you're, and I think it makes it seem like you have it as difficult as she does,
no!
and you don't.
No. I'm fully aware of that, but I also do want to point out that I think there's a stereotype that guys just kind of skate along, and it's a free pass,
no,
and it's
I
easy
don't
for
think
us.
That.
There's a lot of people out there that feel that way.
I know there are, and I don't think that. I know how much you do for St. Courtney. It's beautiful. You guys are expecting.
It's we're pregnant. It's a teamwork. It's a teamwork thing.
This text coming through. Now, this is interesting.
Okay.
I'd like to hear your response.
Sure, go ahead.
They said, Corey, what would you say if you were by yourself? I'm pregnant. So if you, let's say...
Well, men can't get pregnant, so I don't know. That's what kind of science is this?
Exactly! You're not pregnant!
Yeah, and?
You're not pregnant. You just said exactly my point.
No, but we're pregnant.
No, yeah. You're not! No, you're not!
I mean, we are.
Women get pregnant. Women get pregnant.
Well,
women carry the
here's
child.
Here's also the thing.
What?
I helped in the process.
Oh, for God's sake.
Let's go
okay,
to the
so you're a yeah. sperm donor. Great.
222-9800. Sam from Fairport on the line. Okay, is it wrong for a man to say we're pregnant when he and his significant other, be it wife, fiance, girlfriend, whatever, are expecting a child?
I don't necessarily think it's wrong.
Okay.
But being that I was the one that was pregnant when it was happening, it was irritating.
Well, explain that.
You're not the one going through the morning sickness. And being kicked all the time, and growing, and all that good stuff.
And the hormones.
And you get to be excited the whole time. And I'm excited deep down, but really, my body's changing.
No,
and you're just
there's a lot of discomfort.
I do get that.
Oh my
and
God.
Look, and this isn't a comparison of like who has it rougher. Like that's very obvious with what you guys
right.
go through with physically. But I say that I like the phrase "we're pregnant" because. What is it to be parents? It's to be a team. It's to be together.
Right,
and don't you want to start that bond from the very beginning of we are in this together. We are pregnant. That's why I like that phrase.
You're accomplishing that if you say we're expecting.
Yes. And also to play off that, my other least favorite thing in the entire world was when my mom would rub my stomach every time I walked by and she'd go, how's my baby? Excuse me. No, ma'am.
Even for your mom? I get strangers, but really? Relatives?
Yeah, I didn't want to be touched at all. I was about to have machete hands. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't good at all. I almost got touched by two strangers. And I panicked. I had an anxiety attack.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I mean, people, it's kind of unbelievable how many liberties people take
well, no, absolutely.
With pregnant women coming up and touching you. Like, don't touch me.
Well, again, I agree when it comes to strangers, but I'm just surprised you said your mother, like family usually.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like. Once in a while would have been fine.
Yeah.
But it was like while we were talking.
All the
time. Right, so this is more, of a
just,
quantity
like, put her
issue.
Arm out to graze by. Like, no.
Aw. Just excited. All right. Well, hey, thanks for your opinion.
You're welcome.
Jean from Rochester. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Okay. You want to jump in this? Saying that we're pregnant when I'm, you know, I'm the guy and I'm not physically pregnant?
Yeah. Like, I get where Whitney's coming from, but. That's totally okay for you to say.
Thank you.
Because if you're in this with her and you're going to be there with her every step of the way, trust me, you're pregnant too.
Well, that's the thing. And again, I'm not trying to make this a comparison, but I mean, the guy's life doesn't just go on exactly the same. Like,
you're both expecting a child. Yeah, but you're not pregnant.
It's really semantics. Like, what's the difference?
No, it's really not. Pregnancy is a real physical state.
But,
it is.
I'm a single mom. I just had a baby in September.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, nice.
Thank you so much. And so I don't have somebody to say that we're pregnant, but if I did, I'd have been like, you need to do all this stuff for me so you're pregnant too.
Exactly.
You're pregnant.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the thing. Thank you. Thank you for having my back. I'm glad someone does, because I'm getting looks like I'm a monster over here.
No. I'm not taking away from all that you do for St. Courtney. And you do. You guys are an amazing team. But I'm just saying, you know, you're biologically, you are not pregnant.
Yeah. I mean, but
you're
it changed.
Not.
But it's like physically no, but like emotionally kind of.
You're emotionally expecting a child.
That's wordy and weird, and that's too
what
many words.
Mean?
I like to be concise.
You're gonna be a dad. Great. There, it's done.
I like it because it's the teamwork aspect of it. Thank you for calling in, Gene. You have a wonderful
morning.
Yeah,
love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you.
Bunch of texts coming through. Club PXY Safe text line 69822.
This texter, no, you're not pregnant. You have no idea what she's about to go through. Don't take that away from
her. So here's my thing. Why?
Don't take that away from her.
Here's my thing. Why does it have to be me taking something away from her? I'm not taking anything away from her.
I respect
the hell out of what she's going through. And I see what she's going through every day, by the way.
The definition, right. You watch what she is going through. The definition of pregnancy is the state of carrying a developing embryo or fetus within the female body. You are not pregnant.
Oh, this text. There's nothing wrong with saying that we're pregnant. In fact, in some cases, men do start showing the same symptoms as women. 222-9800. Good morning.
My name is Hector, and I'm 49 years old. I'm about to be 50 in June, and my fiance's pregnant. We're pregnant.
Congratulations, Hector.
Yeah, see, I want to say thank you. I want to say that we're pregnant because you're right. She's having the baby, but everything that I have to go through to be there for her, like, I'm 50 years old, so I'm, like, really scared that this is it. I'm not going to have any more kids after this. So I'm, like, super careful. You know, I'm, like, tending to her every yearn, all her cravings.
Yes, hell yeah,
man. I've gained weight myself.
Preach.
When I go to work in the mornings, there's a fear that sets in, you know, like, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to be a father again, all over again. I believe that when he says that we're pregnant, it is something that they share. So whether the woman's carrying her, but we have to carry the woman.
Exactly. It's about the entire experience. It's not about the giving birth process of it.
Right, and it's a blessing. It's a total blessing.
Absolutely.
All right, guys.
Hector, congratulations, man. Stephanie from Seneca Falls. What's going on? You want to jump in on we're pregnant?
Yes. I'm sorry, Whitney. Usually I'm all for you, but this is all for Corey.
Thank you.
He's going to gain weight. He's going to eat what she wants to eat. He's going to get all of it because you know what? They are a bomb team. They do a great job. They are both pregnant, in my opinion, obviously.
Right. No, I totally agree, and I admire how much Corey does for Courtney as part, you know, there's so much solidarity between the two of them. But again, biologically, Corey is not pregnant.
But again, like Corey mentioned previously, scientifically, men do, you know, inhibit those same hormonal changes sometimes because they are going through it with them.
There you go.
But the difference is Corey's not going to push a baby out in a,
scientifically, he cannot.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yet, well, as one texter says, Corey identifies as pregnant, so
you never know. Why would you back off? Leave me alone.